A Light to the Nations just traces what it means to be a missional church or a people of God who are called to bear witness to this good news through the biblical story. And it just traces, it's a biblical theology of the missional church.
Yeah, so I have two books coming out this year. The one is co-authored with Ryan O'Dowd, Wisdom, A Theological Introduction. The book I'd like to say a bit about comes out in August, Where Mortals Dwell, A Christian View of Place for Today. And this is a real conversation stopper at cocktail parties. You're writing a place. So, you know, and actually a place is where we're sitting now. It's your garden, it's your home, it's where you're watching or listening to this recording. And it's if we take bearing witness to Christ seriously in every aspect of life, then there's nothing as exciting as place. Because you and I can go home today and we can start giving witness or embodying the gospel in the places in which we live. And missionally, this is called plausibility. And one of the biggest problems we have in the West is that we have a Zulu proverb in South Africa, which goes like this: your life speaks so loudly that I can't hear what you're saying. So we need to recover plausibility so that when we speak, our lives speak with such clarity about Christ that people have to listen to us. And place is one of those areas that many non-Christians are speaking about. Christians are hardly attending to it. And my hope is that if there are 44,000 churches, Southern Baptist churches, can you imagine what would happen if each of those churches had a very close look at how they've developed their church property and their church as a place? And then you do little things. You start planting indigenous plants. Suddenly there's bird life like you can't believe. It comes alive. You don't turn it into the Ritz. It can be very simple, but it can speak with power every day, just as in Psalm 19, day after day, pours forth speech. God's handiwork. It's possible that our handiwork can also pour forth speech.